Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We're going to talk to some Dolphins royalty right now. Don Strock going to join us here, the Stroker. Don, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you very much.
No problem. How are you guys doing today?
Stroker, we're doing okay, man. How is the vacation, the Tennessee vacation? How is it?
Oh, Tennessee is wonderful. The Smoky Mountains.
Oh, man.
It's a different world, I'll tell you, you know, and it got real hot at the end, so we came back down here to get a little hotter. So I mean, but I was hearing on the radio that someone was opting out of their $7.4 million contract. I tried to do that too, but they weren't paying me that much. So
can you imagine? Can you imagine saying no to a seven point four?
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine a guy that signed a $230 million guaranteed and got 24 sexual harassment against him. You know,
Stroker in a different time.
Guys like that, but not really. You know, that close. You know?
Oh, Stroker. Well, I'll tell you what, watching the money go up, man, in sports through the years here on the radio has been just absolutely crazy. Stroker, I got to ask you, man, honestly, not too many people at any level have coached quarterbacks and played the position as many years doing both at every level, college and pro, as you have. I know you've been around too, and I told these guys, I go, have you already talked to him about it? I go, nope. I'm just curious your take on Tua, because everybody's got an opinion on Tua. You've been to games. I know you've sat up there with Danny and watched some games. What are your thoughts as year three gets ready to go with a new coach, offensive-minded coach, and more weapons and a new system? What are your thoughts on Tua?
Well, first of all, in 3 years he's had, what, three different systems.
Correct.
You know? So I think the guy's a winner. Without a doubt. I mean, he went to a university that had a tendency to win a lot of football games. And the guys that are drafted at a university are a little ahead of the other guys as far as being pro-ready, you know, to play football. You know, it was a tank for Tua for a year. And then you find out that it was tank for Joe Burrow or whatever it was.
Right.
You know, and I look for great things from Tua. You know, the guy's a winner. He's very accurate, you know, without a doubt. And so everybody's talking about, oh, there's pressure on him in his third year. Well, the pressure is what you put on yourself. I mean, I'm sure, you know, if you're prepared to play the football game you know, my thing was always coaching guys or playing with guys. Listen, be ready for any situation. Have it in your thought process as you go through the week. What you're going to do if this happens or that happens or whatever. And if you're prepared for it, there's no pressure involved in it. I mean, the pressure could be on the two guys they signed for $200 million, you know, a wide receiver and a tackle, you know, that all of a sudden they got to come in and prove that they're worth what they're getting, you know. So this team has gone a variety of ways, as you know, in the last few years. A few years back, it was, you know, get that medium-priced guy that could come in and has been successful and fit him into your scheme. That didn't work out. So now they went out and spent big bucks to get guys in that I think is going to change the whole direction of the football squad. It all goes through the quarterback, as you know. You know, and then, you know, let's go to quote-unquote, he's the next Dan Marino. Well, there's not many out there, okay, that were ever like Dan Marino, you know. So let's stop with that tomfoolery right off the bat, you know. But I think this guy knows how to manage a football game. He's accurate when he throws the ball, and I think you're going to see him throw the ball down the field more. These bubble screens drive me crazy, Joe. You know that, okay? I mean, bubble screens and little quick screens and stuff. And the guy, he completed 72% of his passes, and eight of them were behind the line of scrimmage.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think you're going to see great things from Tua. I like the kid. I like his demeanor. He's been through a lot in these first 2.5 years or whatever, and I think he's ready to step forward.
Stork, I got to ask you this, because you've seen all different types of arms, and there's no guarantee, because a guy can throw it 100 miles an hour or throw it 100 yards. We've seen some busts there. Does Tua have enough arm strength? I get that one all the time.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did Drew Brees have enough arm strength?
Yes.
But he didn't zip it. You know, he didn't hammer it in there. You know, Tom Brady Does he have a Marino arm or an Elway arm? No. Okay. But they're on time and they're accurate, and those are the type of things I think Tua has. Okay. And I think they're going to resurrect an offense that is geared around him with the new head coach, from what I've been reading. I don't know the man. Okay. I'm wishing him the best of luck, obviously. And, you know, in my lifetime, Joe, I like to see the Dolphins play in a playoff game and win and go forward for an extra week. Just in my lifetime, that's all, you know. The rest that's left here, you know. So,
Stroker, I'll bet you never thought you would have been in the last two Super Bowls that this team's played in. Yeah. I'll bet you would have never thought, as you're sitting in the mountains. I'm the same way. And I was thinking of you last night going, man, Stroke's been in them. He'd been a big part of them. And he played in the last two that this organization's been in. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know what's scary is I was also a part of the last one that was won by this organization
right.
in 1973.
Wow,
yeah. That was my rookie year. Right. You know, so that was the win, you know, not just being in them. You know, so if you said they were going to have a drought like this, I'd have said you're out of your mind. Okay, I would never see that happening. But, you know, Joe, there's something. There's a black cloud over this organization here, you know, this football team. You know, the Flory situation. You know, did you tank for this? Were you paying him for this? And there's so many things going on right now that I also never thought would be. Yeah. I had no idea that all these things were going on until they came out in the press, you know. So whether they're true or not, I don't know that either. But, you know, what people read is what they believe in, and you know that, you know. So hopefully this all plays out as a positive. And you know what's all these clouds and stuff that's bothering everyone right now, you know what solves all those problems?
Yeah.
Winning.
Right.
One thing.
Right. Stroker, I got to ask you this. You played the position, the quarterback position, and we make a lot out of, and you even mentioned at the beginning about pressure on Tua, and this is the year where pressure, and if he doesn't do well this season, maybe the Dolphins move on after it. But when, you know, this offseason, you sign a guy, like you said, one of those $100 million guys, Tyreek Hill, and he comes out on a podcast, and he starts kind of comparing but not comparing Pat Mahomes to Tua when it comes to arm strength versus someone who's accurate. Doesn't that just add a little bit to the mix a little bit, or am I making too much of it?
Well, I mean, this is the time of year where you're comparing everybody to apples to oranges.
Right.
You know, is Baker Mayfield better for the Carolina Panthers than Sam Darnold? Okay. Is he better than Geno Smith in Seattle? Is that where he's going to be? Here's a guy that was the number, just to put this into perspective now, Zach, here's a guy that was the number one pick in the draft
right.
and a Heisman Trophy winner, who was a rising star a year ago, hurts his shoulder, and all of a sudden, he's not even invited to camp. You know, he's on the trading block, and he knows it.
Right.
I mean, it's a pretty steep fall
sure.
for a guy that was the number
right.
one pick in the draft. Now, when you look at college, the way things are going now, the drafts are going to be much different. You know, Tua comes in and wins the championship for him, you know, and against Clemson. Again, I think it was Clemson a few years back. And they replaced Jalen Hurts, who ended up going to Oklahoma, who became the pick of the Philadelphia Eagles, who's now starting for them. Joe Burrow was replaced by in Ohio State by Dwight Haskins. Haskins is a starter. Burrow transfers to LSU. I mean, he becomes the number one pick in the draft. Now, you tell me. I'm lost here, okay? I'm totally lost. And then, you know, the NILs, you know, kids are getting paid in college now. You know, the portal. If I'm not playing, don't
staying.
Worry, I'll sign with you yeah. now. But if I'm not playing, I'm going to enter the portal next year. Okay? What's going on here? I mean, I'm losing my mind here.
Chaos.
Stroker, right. We've got guys going to 3 and 4 high schools now. We got the same thing in high school. Nobody stays
it's
same
unbelievable.
High school.
I mean, it is unbelievable. And they're chasing that almighty dollar, and not that many of them get it. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question, Joe. You're the head coach of a school, and the player comes in. You just gave him $250,000 for 2 years and a car, and he hasn't played for you yet. So he comes in and he plays, and he's not as good as you thought he was. Does he keep that money in that car, or what happens?
All day.
Yeah,
that's a one-way deal. He's right, keeping it. Right. I ain't going anywhere. Hell, no reason to leave. This ain't bad.
Think about it. Think about that now. Okay. to go to your boosters. We don't need you to help us with the stadium now. Just give us that $5 million a year, and we'll put it in that little pot we have there, you know, to that NIL pot, you know. So if you think for 1 minute that they're, that doesn't come up in the recruiting aspect, you guys are absolutely out of your mind, and you should be fired today, okay?
Stroker, because, we've been talking exactly about right. that. We had the, some of the high school coaches on last week, and we talked about that. And they know what's going on. Some say I'm staying out of it. It's between mom, my player, and the school because I don't want to get involved. And others are saying it's ridiculous.
Well, think about some of the backgrounds where these kids are coming from, and he's going to get $250 a year or $300,000 a year in a car. That helps mom and dad out an awful lot
right.
also.
That's right.
Listen, you're talking about pressure about NILs and where you're going to go to school. How about the average family now? It's 8.6 inflation. Gas is $5 a gallon, and hamburger is $5 a pound. Okay, the stocks are tanking. I mean, whatever. I mean, life's not the greatest it can possibly be. And a guy comes along and says, "You know what? If you come play for us, $250, and you go pick the car, we'll take you to the dealership."
That's a pretty good deal. I'll take it.
I'll take it right now. any
dealership, Coach hey. Stroker? Any dealership? Okay, I'm in.
Oh, right. Stroker.
I gotta tell you, what I'm mad about is how much I would have made in college if the NIL was back then, you know?
Stroker, you know what? Virginia Tech would have had to find out just how loyal you were to all those those passing records, my friend.
They might have had my statue out there, you know?
And I want a damn statue when I'm done here. Oh, Stroker, you are too much.
Stroker's driving around a new Corvette around campus. That's it.
Kid, man, and every babe you can think of.
Well, you got cash, a car, you're the quarterback. What else could you ask for?
College, cash, car, are you kidding
right.
me?
There's never been an ugly quarterback when you get that stuff going. All of a sudden, you're the best-looking dude in every sorority. I'd have never made it, Stroker.
Anyway.
Stroker, I'd have been through more in relationships than I've already been through, man, if that was the case. Don, man, thank you so much, man. Appreciate
you
coming on.
Always a pleasure. Take care. Be safe. Hope the families are both great, okay?
Thank you, Stroker. Right back at you. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye, Stroker.
All right, bye-bye.
Don Strock joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Yeah, man.
Amazing.
The best.
He is great. He is great.
How about that history lesson?
Woo.
It was rookie year.
Right.
It was last year they won.
Mm-hmm.
17 and 19, we lost both, right. the 80s teams. We haven't been since. And he came out and said that number that we're second in the NFL. I just want to see us win a playoff game. That's all I want.
That's where we're at.
He's not a pig either, Woody.
No.
We just want to see.
Just give me that wild card.
Just give us one.
Just one to start.
You know what it's like? It's just like I just want to go to South Florida Chevy dealers and get one of those beautiful SUVs. That's all I want. I don't want a lot in life. I'm getting ready to take a vacation. I want to get one of those Tahoes or Suburbans and that new look, especially in 2021 and 22, the new look and more space so I can have a great vacation, be with my whole family and everybody's comfortable. You want to sleep. You want to need extra room. The dog, the cat, the whole thing. Well, that's what we're all about, your South Florida Chevy dealers. Best overall products we've ever had, and I'm just talking about the big guys. How about our midsize SUV, smoking hot Traverse? The reason it's so hot, not only it's got a great look to it, but it's got more space. For a midsize SUV, it's flirting with the big guys when it comes to space. It's crazy. And then our smaller SUVs, again, Trailblazer, Blazer, and Equinox, plenty of style and substance, just great looks across the board. It's one of those where your neighbor says, man, that is a nice-looking SUV. And how about those strong, durable Silverado trucks? We got every truck possible for every lifestyle you're living right now, whether it's full-time working truck that's just down and dirty, that's how I make a living, to the one you still need to get those kids around during summer camp. Whatever it is, we got it for you right now. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers, best overall products, really friendly people, fantastic locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today with some unbelievable deals at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Well, I thank Don Strock for being with us for a few minutes, fresh off a nice vacation. And quick little history lesson there. I think one thing we can all agree on, I think, is this job that you come into. There's a lot of jobs where teams were fired their coach, and they don't have high expectations. There's a bunch. Usually when you get, hey, you get a job, it's because something's happened. We had a winning record, and we got rid of our coach. We don't have a lot of winning records. I mean, so there's a lot of pressure on this coaching staff and the front office and an owner that's running out of years. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. He's 82. He wants to win. Wants to enjoy it while he's still active. And I think he's absolutely possessed. Whether you like him or not, there's a lot of pressure, not just fan base, from the owner. Like, what's next? Okay, this is what we want to do. Okay, because we've done that draft thing, right? Yeah. We did all the draft picks. We think most of them are going to be really good this year. Okay. Well, we need to win. We were 10-6 and 9-8. We need to keep winning. Because no matter what you told me about the other guy, he was winning. Wasn't pretty. Wasn't perfect. Offensively, didn't look real functional at times.
But you surely can't regress or stay the same, no, right? Like 9-8 is not even acceptable this year.
So the thought is, and why people over there, and you should be excited if you're looking for the upside of this, is so you know what happened, the long losing streak, and you still go 9-8. And I don't want to hear about who you played. I'm so sick of hearing that. Well, you look at you played, and when you played them, they were banged up. Well, I can't help that, man.
Right.
You can't help your schedule. So they went 9-8, and they beat the Patriots up pretty good in that last game. They did. They beat them twice, and we don't do that very often. So now you come back with the same defense I thought was brilliant. I loved it. I was curious because when I see you get rid of it, I go, oh, boy, so now we're going to break up this defense. It was totally structured for a certain style, and somebody was smart enough over there at the top to go, no. You come here, you're keeping that same defense. Those guys have all – that's all they played. And let me tell you, the more you play together – I play with those killer bees, and they're really good, right, man. They don't make mistakes. You knew when you got in a certain place, oh, red zone, watch this. We're about ready to shut their – sure enough, sooner or later, they get you. So we got this defense been together, mostly young players.
Right.
Mostly young players. A lot of them were from the draft.
I got to think McDaniel was happy about that.
So now – you fix the offense up with a bunch of free agents, a huge trade, and a new coach coming in with a new system, and got a bunch of assistant coaches with a lot of experience. To me, I mean, it's really set up to win a lot of games. And I want to hear about, again, schedule is what it is. I look at it, and I see what you see, and this is tough, but this is, we don't play well in Baltimore. We struggle with Buffalo. Well, you got to win some of those games. You're not going to win them all, but you got to win some. I just think it's set up that if it doesn't win, I don't want to hear about, well, we got next year. No. It's set right now. It's set right now. Money's going to come into play. You're going to have to lose some guys, and you can't sign everybody unless you're going to do a Rams thing. You're not going to do a Rams thing unless you're really good.
Right.
Then you want to keep it together, like Tampa Bay did but the year before.
Well, when you're in the grass with a Super Bowler right there, that's a different story, right? I mean, that's where the Dolphins are trying to get to, that team that's a perennial playoff team every single year. We just haven't been even close to that.
And a big thing is the Tua thing. It is big. Not downplaying his importance, of course. That's number one. And that offensive line, new system that they believe, hey, We like some of these guys in the draft. We think we can get more out of them. Go get it, man. Got a lot of offensive line guys there. Got an offensive coordinator. Got a really good college offensive line coach. Got some guys that have been around the offensive line stuff. So go coach them up.
Right.
And let's get it going offensively and see what it looks like. And
so anyway, I just don't want to be talking halfway through the season about what the next quarterback's going to look like or what the next this is going to look like. That's what I'm maybe that's my just Dolphins PTSD.
So if Tua doesn't work out, then Mike McDaniel failed.
Mike McDaniel failed of Tua. Yeah, because he's
Would
brought
you
here.
Stop.
Right. No, it's true, though.
He signed off. He said, hey, Tua can play.
In one offseason, you expect this guy to fix Tua completely?
Yeah.
You make him look better.
I know you don't think the schedule's relevant, but do you realize who they open with, right? Like who the first like handful of games are against?
Yeah, New England. I think
okay,
Tua can have great
really
success.
Tough. Baltimore, I don't think we've ever won up there. Buffalo is tough. Cincinnati's tough. Like, what do you think the record of is just going to cruise a 4-0? Like, what are you thinking is going to happen
I didn't
here?
Say a great start.
There's
going to
be
17
growing,
games.
There's going to be growing pains at the beginning of this
season. Yeah, there is.
So what are you trying to sell? Are you trying to sell me on next year again?
No,
are you trying to tell the fan base right now?
I think your expectations right now are unrealistic, and then to say that the guy failed because Tua doesn't have a great season, like, come on,
I think a lot of it, he went all in on Tua.
No,
like,
he's not all in on Tua. Tua is there, and Tua was the guy. The organization is all in on Tua. Whatever coach took that job was going to have to say, I'm in on Tua.
Well, that we knew.
No, but I
so that
really
– was it going in.
So I really believe from people have told me that he really thinks Tua can be – this isn't – why is it when somebody says something, nobody really believes what he says? Because that's what you're saying.
Do you believe him?
Yes. I think he thinks Tua can be really good. I know what he has said. I know he has said, listen, I can't say this, but Jimmy G, I think he's as good or better than Jimmy G.
Okay, well, Jimmy G doesn't set the bar particularly high. But
really?
No, really.
Got to the playoffs and the Super,
Jimmy G is
a
tremendous game manager. I'll give you that. And you know that he's no more than a game manager. You know that, but whatever. How much
don't
time?
Say whatever when you just when you
but
whatever
you know that,
me
that
means
know
a bunch
that.
Of,
you know,
don't have
you
any
know
idea
that Jimmy
saying.
Garoppolo
whatever. Don't
is,
start
a,
whatever.
Is a game manager because I told you I like him. Oh, he's a game manager. But how much time do you? I mean, do you think this guy is just gonna? What does he have? A couple weeks of OTAs and then a mini camp and then a few weeks of training camp and Tua is just gonna be like Mahomes?
Well, he's not teaching Tua how to be a quarterback. Tua is a quarterback. He's just the system.
Tua needs a lot of teaching.
And I think this is going to teaching.
What's that mean?
To improve from what he was his first 2 years?
It's been accurate. He's made a lot of accurate throws the first 2 years.
Come on, Joe.
What are you talking about?
I mean, the numbers show that.
Well, he's got to coach him like what? Show him how to drop back and throw a route down the seam or what? What are you saying? I you're all over the place.
No, because
what
you're
are you
like,
doing?
Oh, if Tua doesn't play well, the guy failed. Like, come on, man.
I think a lot of this is going to be on Mike McDaniel and his coaching staff, and he's responsible. He's going to call the offensive plays. He's going to give two of the best plays to give him a chance to have success, just like Jimmy G.
Good. Just don't have a heart attack if they lose the first couple of games here.
I'm not talking about three games. I said this season, Woody. You keep going back to the first three games. I think we should win game one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. They should be New England. They should.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure New England thinks that, too. Like, we should beat the Dolphins.
Really?
They're probably saying that
they
up
think
in Boston
that,
now.
They think that the way
you
we played against them recently?
Yeah, I think that New England probably thinks they're going to be good next season.
Mm.
Same way everyone on earth thinks Mac Jones is, like, the greatest quarterback in the history of quarterbacks.
Wow.
So, I do think New England probably thinks
they're
going to be good.
So, explain to me what you mean by this Tua thing. So you act like he's just learning how to play quarterback.
Yeah, I'm not.
He's got 21 starts.
How many offensive coaches has this guy had?
No, I get
well, he
that.
Had two
but
last year.
He doesn't need to be taught how to be a quarterback. He needs the system. There's a big difference. You're not grooming a guy to be a quarterback who's 12 years old. He's a professional quarterback. He just needs to learn the system, get in the system, and go from there.
You know what? The biggest thing he's done for Tua is the confidence thing. And the other big thing he's done is look at who you're playing with. Look who you have you're playing with. Tua, these look like your receivers when you're at Alabama. That's how good they look. You got two dudes who can flat out get it done on the outside. Proven guys still in a prime with a tight end in the middle.
A really good tight end in the middle, too. I mean, I get it, and we go back to the pressure.
And
thing,
you got, by the way, you got to call, our head coach is calling plays. He's going to call the best plays in passing situations to give Tua a chance to be really good. He's already said, I get it. What do you think, he needs another year after this? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying he's going to get one, whether you like it or not.
He's going to get what?
He's going to get another year after this.
After this? Oh,
yeah.
If he struggles, I don't think so.
I don't either.
Okay.
Goes back to that thing Joe doesn't want to hear about that we talked about a year ago. They're sitting on two first-round draft picks. They have their insurance policy.
I know. I wouldn't trust one person over those draft picks. Not to draft.
Yeah, of course not. And it wouldn't be a high enough pick anyway to get
it doesn't
quarterback.
It doesn't matter. Those two are going to go somewhere.
They're not
going to
be bad.
Disgruntled
teams
guy.
Are going to be bad. I mean,
no,
gonna,
I don't think
they're
going
to
pick him first.
Games.
If Tua does not play well, those two draft picks are going to go to a team with a disgruntled quarterback.
I think there's a really good chance that Tua is going to play well with what they've added. I think there's a really good chance he's going to play well. I didn't say great. I didn't say best in the NFL, that he's going to have success with what they're doing. Hell, I have as many concerns about the offensive line. I have no concerns about the wide receivers.
No, I'm more concerned about the
I have no concerns about the running back, and I have no concerns about that group of tight ends. None. However, you're going to rotate who's playing and blocking and who's in and stuff. I think Mike can come up with some really creative stuff. But when Mike got a chance to get that job, he went, hey, Tua's our guy coming back. There's no question he got that. Like, hey, we put this kid through a lot, but we think he can be the guy. Mike said,
I do too.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think he can play. Everybody's studying him. It's not like nobody, hey, you're the only ones that really knew about Tua. We never knew anything about him. What do you think? You don't think the 49ers studied Tua? I don't know, man. I just this is a big year for the head coach. First year.
It's not a big year for the head coach. You stop.
What are your expectations? We just had two winning records.
I think they're probably going to be well, I know you can't go 500 anymore. I think they'll be close to that.
You think they're going to go 9-8 again?
Something like that. Yes.
That's to me a failure.
But stop saying that like the schedule doesn't matter. Like the schedule's brutal.
You don't know how everybody's going to be. We do this every year.
Gonna be what at Baltimore is going to be easy?
What happened to Baltimore last year?
Buffalo's going to be bad.
Baltimore
playing
was,
them twice.
Was Baltimore
by the
good
way,
last year?
By the way, are you better than the Jets and Patriots?
Yes.
I know you're not better than the Bills. Are you better than the Jets and Patriots?
Did you just ask if they're better than the Jets?
And it like a texter said this, by the way. He agrees with me. Rare agreement. New England definitely looks at Miami and thinks winnable game.
Of course
like,
they
you
do.
You don't think they're up in Boston like, oh, no, we got to go play Tua and Mike McDaniel. Like, what the hell do you think they're saying up there?
I think you were all valid with maybe the stuff you're saying to you.
No, but I'm just telling you,
up.
The people in Boston and New England, stink. They think they're going to come down here and win. They're not like, oh, we're just
I know
going
that,
down
but Woody,
to, you know,
most games
theory.
Everybody says that. You're looking at the schedule, you big jerk, without knowing injury. We deal with injury.
Right.
So everybody's giving right. Well, the Ravens were injured when you kicked their ass down here. I mean, that doesn't count. Yes, it does. I can't help they got seven guys out on. The injury bug's going to play part of this of what goes on this year. We actually stayed pretty damn healthy overall.
Well, in the midst of our losing streak center. Last year.
How does December
didn't
look,
Tua get
way?
Hurt and Jacoby Brissett start
Oh, God,
games?
Are you going to read
how does
the
December
schedule
look?
Now?
Let me just run it by really quick, just how, December. Well, you get Houston out of your bye week, so you'll get an easy one there. You know,
how do you know how good
it is? As easy as Jacksonville was last year. Then
you'll
get,
well, why don't you ask? Right. Why don't you go back and say that again. Why don't you ask if Houston was a joke? Ask the Chargers how much of a joke they were.
Then you go at San Fran. At the Chargers, at Buffalo, then you get Green Bay at home, at New England.
I'm not going to sit
here
and play
schedule. What do you think, they're going to win 12 games?
I'm not going to sit here and play schedule with you. You're going to play a game of schedule without knowing?
By the way, go back 6 weeks before that, if you really want to go into it. At the Jets versus Minnesota versus Pittsburgh, at Detroit, at Chicago versus Cleveland. Probably no Deshaun Watson.
Well, that's when you're going to do
well,
damage.
Hey, you know what? We shouldn't be very good this year.
I'm just saying.
Woody's right.
I just counted. Don't I just have went 5-1 there.
Don't go expectations, even though we just went out and spent more money on signing bonuses than we spent in the history of a franchise. We traded away to get another number one receiver. We kept our defense together and added a couple of pieces. And veterans are their key backups and everything. But I want everybody out there just to remember this. Just go enjoy the games and don't have high expectations because Woody said he looked at the schedule because all you schedule watchers early, that tells you everything. Why don't you give me a list?
No,
and we'll
no,
see
no
at
you're
the
right.
End of
Mike
year.
McDaniel's had about a month with Tua. I expect the transformation to be complete by game one.
You expect them to go
You expect
really
them
do.
Way
go
more
0-4,
than a month,
right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Start?
A month and a couple weeks. I'm sorry.
But do you expect them to go 0-4 to start?
Well, wait.
I think they could.
So the same go for the other quarterbacks that changed? So Russell Wilson, same boat in Denver?
Russell Wilson?
Well, he's in a new offense.
Are you kidding?
Well, wait, he's in a new offense. What's the deal?
Oh.
Well, you're really? Don't me.
Really? Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, great argument, man. Throw Russell.
You're the
Wilson
one that said.
Tua's had a different offensive coordinator every year. He had two last year.
Five? We still got to go back to the fact that you put the Jets in the conversation.
Of course they're in the conversation.
As good as the Dolphins. The Jets. You said that.
Well, I agree. Everybody's saying.
The Jets
saying
are going to get better. I think their quarterback is going to be tough. So does Joe.
I think Jets
By the
stink.
Way, the Jets do think they're going to win some games against us.
Sure.
They should, just like we think we're going to beat them twice again.
No, they're just like the Patriots that think they're just coming down to Miami just to
No, the Patriots
check
think
the
same
and,
thing.
And just lose
Woody,
a game.
That's what I think.
Woody, I got news for you. Most teams think they got a chance to win every Sunday. This is not college football. This is not Miami going up to play Alabama. You're going, let's not get blown out. Most NFL games, everybody thinks they got a chance to win. Jacksonville thought they had a chance to beat us, and they did. We got to go to break here. He got me going. All right, no high expectations here at 560 WQM. Woody says, man, it's got
–
oh, he's been
eight
through
nine
so
or nine
much.
And what do you like there?
He's never played. He's got 21 starts, man. 21 starts. And this is the most stable offense he's been in. This
you realize
group that they
spent most of the offseason basically trying to be nice to this guy so that he's not, like, mentally damaged? That's what
are you
going to
get into counseling
no,
now
and
mental
you,
health?
That's,
is that your specialty?
It's coming directly from you. That's been the big thing this offseason has been making sure that Tua is not, like, basically doesn't have his feelings hurt at this point. And you expect him to just go shred these teams, New England, Baltimore, Buffalo, Cincy, like.
No, he's got no chance to beat any of them.
I'd say he doesn't have a chance. My card collection is hopeful, but that'd be tough, man.
All right. Well.
And I think you're being very unfair to the coach and to the quarterback. I think they're going to get a little more time than you think.
If the coach signed off, which I'm guessing, I don't think if you went, hey, by the way, I don't mind being here, but I ain't coaching that guy. You don't get the job.
No. You had to say you liked Tua.
So, and I would like to think that Mike is real and pure and not just saying it. You think Mike really came in just to get that job and wasn't sold on Tua?
I didn't say that.
That's what you said.
I don't think he had a choice. And I'm guessing that he thinks, yeah, I can improve. I can help this guy improve. I'm sure he thinks that. Why wouldn't he? But I don't think it's going to happen overnight.
What's overnight, Woody? You act like camp is 1 week.
You got till the second week in January.
2 weeks? 3 weeks?
You want to go through how many weeks you have and that extra week in between before the first game of the season? They expand. Woody, do me a favor here before you start yapping and get a little more accurate on time from the start of camp to when the season starts. What is that, about 5 weeks?
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, we got to go to break. He got me going today. All right.
Why don't you go take a cold shower during the break here? Come back.
Because my package will get smaller. I don't want to. We'll be right back.
You can't touch this.
All right. Welcome back.
You can't touch this.
We have a little difference of opinion on what to expect for this football season. Tell you what, a lot of money was spent. A lot of draft picks 2 years before, now coming into years two and three. One, two, and three. Yeah, man, I'd say this not just a Tua thing. It'll be a lot of pressure on a lot of people. And by the way, if you ever did just take a job and you knew you had and you didn't believe in a quarterback.
Oh, that's a, you know.
That'd be the biggest mistake. Right. Well, I didn't know if I'd ever get – Mike McDaniel doesn't look like that kind of guy. Like, I really believe he thinks that he can get a lot. I think he thinks that Tua throws a better pass than Jimmy G. He said, I did some good things with Jimmy G until he got hurt. Terrible, terrible injured player.
Yeah.
Remember that high ankle sprain? Right. He was terrible. And so we'll see, man. We'll see. And then Woody, of course, getting help from Omar back there trying to Omar, they're trying to double team. Hey, they're trying to double team us back there. Omar Kelly. Still
Silent
part of
Omar.
The show. Omar's not here, but he's here. You know what
Silent
I mean with
Omar?
Omar,
right.
So we got Patriots. We have not played well.
Okay.
We have not played well where we're going for our first road game, the Ravens.
Right.
The Bills at home. We have not played well, period. We
haven't beaten them in a long time. Right.
Once since Josh Allen's beaten us seven straight times.
Okay.
And then if Josh wasn't enough, let's go see Joe Burrow.
Right.
at the Jets, home against the Vikings, home against the Steelers. I don't care when.
But that's the stretch of the season.
At Detroit, yeah. At Chicago. These are games you got to win. All right. These games we're talking about.
Keep going. There's two more coming up that you have to win too.
Home against the Browns,
mm-hmm.
Even though
we ain't getting Deshaun Watson that game. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, it's funny. I circled Deshaun Watson question mark. Could he?
It's going to be Jacoby Brissett in that game or Sam Darnold.
Home against the Texans. Forget the bye week in between.
Right.
Then
a tough stretch to end the season.
At San Fran, at Chargers, at Bills. That's three. That's why we're staying out, so I could see my family, spend mm-hmm. a little time with my family. Yep. Very nice of the team.
That is
you.
Good. Very good. The Joe Rose West
and,
Coast.
And then home against Green Bay on Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
That's a tough one, yeah. And at New England,
okay.
Not easy.
In the cold weather, which we know are cold.
And home against the Jets. I almost forgot the Jets.
Hey,
at the end,
that's a win. Yeah.
But I stopped doing that. You can't go by that. I know some plays we haven't played well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very aware of the fact we haven't played well in Baltimore, and we haven't beaten Buffalo.
Okay.
Forever,
right? Buffalo
and in
scares
some
me
cases,
more than Baltimore.
In some cases, like that second and third quarter in the playoff game, we were up 3-0. Next thing you know, we were ready to run the clock. We were ready to go high school rules and start running the clock. It was so bad. Anyway, 305-567-0560. I know we got a lot of texts coming in on this. What do you got, Woody?
This guy says the ultimate ending to this QB saga is letting Tua go after another failed year, only to watch him flourish in another organization. Be Tannehill 2.0.
Yeah, Tannehill looked good in that playoff game.
Tannehill's not very good. It's just that he was put in a much better situation. But he really is. In reality, he's not very good.
You could give any quarterback a good offensive line, that running back and those wide receivers, who's a competent quarterback, he's going to look better. He's going to. He's a decent quarterback, but he's going to look better with that.
If you can't, now I don't know what the offensive line, before I say this, but if you can't look good with these proven young receivers and tight ends and running backs, then we got a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem, South Florida. Mm. We have a problem.
I'm more worried about Austin Jackson right tackle than him to a quarterback.
305 says, hey, Joseph, can you be nicer to your coworkers, please? Thank you. I agree.
Joseph. Is that my mother?
Should be nicer.
She just said Joseph Harold. I would have known that was mother.
Right.
I mean, it is tough. You take L's all morning. This guy says, hard to find 9 wins.
Really?
It is. It is.
Where?
Man. Oh, my God. I didn't realize we're all doing schedule. That's it. Okay, here, let me go.
Yeah, do
Pats beat us. Ravens beat us, Bills beat us, Cincy, Jets, Vikings. Hell, we're going 0-17. Come on, man.
Yeah, we got Cleveland and Houston on there. Be all right.
You got a 6 or 8-game stretch in the middle where you should win a lot of those games.
Cleveland, outside of the quarterback situation, unknown. Hopefully they make sure they don't let Deshaun Watson come back.
Right, that'll be his game to come back.
Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Right, while you look at the schedule for the first time, I'm going to read some more of these texts.
Is that week 10?
This guy says, 20-plus years of BS. How the bleep am I supposed to have high expectations with this organization?
No one's saying Super Bowl.
What are you saying? Wild card?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
What's wrong with that? I already told you.
Okay.
I'll have a parade down 441. We get to the wild card
Seems
and win
like
that
a
game.
Weird thing
so
to be
the,
excited
so
over,
the question will be.
Really? Here's the last time we were there.
Here's the bigger question. The bigger question is, we've tried something new again. If it doesn't work, what do we do now? We've done everything.
You try drafting a good quarterback.
We're not good at that.
I mean.
So let's talk about the top two quarterbacks. I don't want to do that.
Don't do it.
No, don't. I'm just saying, like, you said we've tried everything.
We've
like,
tried everything.
Some guy says 12-5 playoffs for Tua.
Look at that. That wasn't from Hollywood.
12-5? Damn. I like you, but damn. I'll take it, but I don't know.
What's wrong with that? Man. I like 12-5.
You having trouble reading them, Woody, or they're just
no, no. For someone, once, I didn't know you were ready for me. But somebody said something about Joe. If your uncle's wife let a half-dressed chicken to their Vegas hotel room, your uncle would still be bragging that he had a three people thing in Vegas. I think he's talking about bringing. He said he brought a naked guy into his room. I think he's talking about.
He wasn't naked. He was in his underwear. I told a story this morning.
Saw the picture.
In Las Vegas,
close to being naked.
Hey, he's in his tidy whities, sitting on the bed.
Got locked out of his room in Vegas. What happens in Vegas? And that's one of the things that happens. Right. You get locked out of your room.
Yeah. But that didn't stay in Vegas. We had to bring that back. We had to tell that story.
Yeah, The Hangover was on the other day. That movie holds up, man.
That's a good movie.
That is
great
a good movie.
Right.
You don't think Vegas has cost a few guys marriages?
Can imagine.
Through the years? Hey, man, we're out of time. We didn't get much accomplished, and we got some of y'all fired up. But we got you thinking about the Dolphins a little bit, didn't we? All right, that's going to do it for the show. Have a great day, everybody.